Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mike Tomlin was called a cheerleader by Terry Bradshaw. Was it last season or the season before?
Last year, I believe it was.
Which just angered the hell out of me.
Yeah.
Especially having been there. And I'll admit that my opinion of Mike Tomlin is swayed by the time that I spent there. And I don't think it's any sort of bias that was not warranted. There's negative opinions that I've had of people that have been around there, too, in the Steelers organization. And Tomlin, just a tireless worker. A guy who has got so much respect for his players. Someone who works a locker room like I've never seen anybody before. A cheerleader is the biggest load of crap I have ever heard.
Yeah.
So we crushed him last year, Terry Bradshaw. And Terry Bradshaw is a guy I never had a high opinion of. Now, what he did in those Super Bowls, and he won a couple of Super Bowl MVPs, and it was amazing. And he was able to be one of the great quarterbacks of that era, even though that defense was a big deal. He still, I don't believe, got enough credit for those championships. However, the fact that he had a falling out with Chuck Knoll, you couldn't find another person on earth that had a bad thing to say about Chuck Knoll except for Terry Bradshaw.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy, for the longest time, had this strange relationship with the organization because him and Chuck Knoll couldn't get along. And I have a good feeling it was Bradshaw's fault. He's made a total buffoon of himself on television now for decades. And this really put me over the top yesterday. So he's on Tiki and Tierney, Terry Bradshaw. And they give him an opportunity to maybe say something nice about Mike Tomlin, who's one of the best coaches that the NFL has to offer right now. And what does he choose to do? You're going to hear Tierney's question and then Bradshaw's answer.
Do you still view him as just a cheerleader or no?
I'm going to tell you, I give him no thought.
Wow.
I give him no thought. I see him all the time. I do not see him on the sideline and think cheerleader. I see him as the head coach, and I give him no thought. He does not cross my mind. I have absolutely no opinion of him. Listen, Tiki, you know this, all of you do. It's kind of like, I probably shouldn't have said cheerleader, but I did, so I stand by it.
Yeah, well.
But it's actually, I give it absolutely no thought.
Yeah,
if he doesn't like me, I could care less.
Terry, if you
saw
him.
Doesn't seem like you like
Terry. Terry, if you saw him, would you apologize?
If he called me, would I apologize? Yeah. No, I'm not going to apologize.
He tried to apologize. But you've seen him since. You've seen him a lot, right?
Yeah, I see him on the sideline.
Wow.
I'm not going to apologize.
Calling
him a cheerleader?
What a jerk. Guy's a jerk.
Listen,
he's talking out of both sides of his mouth, too, by the way. When he goes, I don't see a cheerleader, I see a head coach, but I call him a cheerleader, I stand by it. I'm not going to apologize for calling him a cheerleader.
I have enjoyed his broadcasting skills, if you want to call it that.
You're the one?
I'm the one. He is a hoot at times in what he does. And I don't watch the show as much as I once did, you know, many, many moons ago. But what he did and how he has derided Mike Tomlin is offensive to me because Mike Tomlin worked his ass off throughout this league. He came up from the bottom. He became a defensive coordinator, and he was a damn good one, and he's a bright mind in the game and always has been, and that's how he sold himself to the Rooneys and was able to become the head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers, and the success they've enjoyed bringing that city and that organization another title deserves more respect than what Terry Bradshaw is offering here. I don't know what his problem is with Mike Tomlin, but he should be man enough to say what it is. What issues do you have with Mike Tomlin? You're going to get on national radio, you're going to get on national TV, and you're going to disparage the man a year ago and call him a damn cheerleader when he's leading a bunch of men in that locker room, a bunch of men that look up to him. I've not heard anyone that's ever played for Mike Tomlin, whether when he was a defensive coordinator, since he's been the head coach at the Pittsburgh Steelers, say one disparaging thing about him. Yes, he and Bruce Arians, they butted heads when Bruce Arians was the OC there. Now, that's between those those two.
They actually really didn't.
Yeah. Well, the reports were that they did, and Bruce Arians has never
said
anything.
That was an Art Rooney the second thing. That firing happened because the owner thought that he was too close to Ben and wasn't hard enough on him.
Well, there you have it. But aside from that, not one thing has come out of that organization since Mike Tomlin has been leading that football team that was a negative about his leadership. Not one thing. So, Terry Bradshaw, if you such a big-ass man, come out and say what your problem is with the head coach instead of hiding behind, I'm going to stand by my statement if I said it. What's your problem? What is the issue?
I'll tell you what it is. First off, it's the fact that Mike Tomlin is more popular as a Pittsburgh Steeler than Terry Bradshaw is. That's the first thing. That's what started it. It's jealousy. He does not like it when people are more popular than him as a Pittsburgh Steeler because he feels like he never got the credit he deserved. So he holds that against others who have had success in that organization. That's the first part of it. The second part of it is that Mike Tomlin's response to the cheerleader thing was referring back to Hollywood Henderson saying that, that Terry Bradshaw couldn't spell cat if you spotted him the C and the T. Is that what it was?
I tried to screw it up. You had it right when we talked about it.
Yeah, I don't know, whatever it was.
You're right, the C and the T.
So he referred to that in the press conference. And instead of Terry Bradshaw at that point going, all right, you know, I said something that was insulting to you. You came back at me with a clever quip. Then it's over. And like he goes and sees him, gives him a pound. But to go on this whole, I don't give him any thought at all. He means nothing to me. If he doesn't like me, you know, I could care less
you
with
think
his
he's,
terrible grammar.
You think he's thinking about you?
Exactly.
You're the last thing on his mind as well.
It's
the
just,
furthest thing on his mind.
And he's just such a clown. He is just such a buffoon in everything he does. That pregame show, he's terrible. There's never been anybody in a studio worse than him. He's not funny. He's not smart. He can't speak. And he's been doing it for decades. When he does the highlights, it's just some bumbling idiot trying to talk football. And then people laugh at him. Oh, because Terry's kooky. No, he's not. He's a moron. And he's always been a moron. And why people put him in movies and TV shows is beyond me. I don't want to see that guy. I definitely don't want to see more of that guy.
He was on TV the other night, Failure to Launch.
Oh, my goodness.
I'll have to text you next time I see you when he's on television.
I can't. And then to disrespect someone who's accomplished as much as Mike Tomlin has? I go, well, what? And you think about guys who have won. This guy won four damn Super Bowls.
Yep.
With one of the great organizations in sports. And somehow, by his own doing, has alienated himself from that organization on multiple times because he cannot put himself behind anything else. He cannot put his teammates first. He cannot put the organization first. He can't put anything first but his damn self.
But you know what? That's interesting you say that because I don't see a lot of his former teammates, and he played on some great teams there. Trust me, I had to endure that because they were always beating my Cowboys, whether it was a regular season or definitely in Super Bowls, or cheating them Super Bowl 13. And yet none of his former players, you never see them come out and endorse him. Or for anything.
Because they all had Chuck Knowles back. Yeah. And he had to go and urinate on that relationship for years and years and years. For what reason? Honestly.
Yeah.
It's just
and Chuck Knowles revered. I mean, everyone
nobody's more nobody was more revered than
everyone's
him.
Everyone's deferential to Chuck Knoll. A guy quietly went about his business, built some strong teams. He started out not so well and he wanted to get rid of him. Then he turned that organization into a championship deal.
Yeah, and you saw the turnout at Chuck Knoll's funeral. About every player that ever played for him that's still living was there. And guys like Mean Joe Green, who could barely speak after they heard the news of Chuck Knoll's passing. Guys like that meant so much to him. And then Terry Bradshaw. What do you think Terry Bradshaw's funeral is going to be like? You think all those teammates are going to show up? No, they're not. They're not, because they don't like you. And for good reason, to be quite honest with you. For good reason. So you can hang on to all this crap that you felt back when you were younger. Will you let it go already?
Yeah.
And then to put other successful people down because you feel like you didn't get the credit you deserved.
He's gotten so much damn credit. He's in the Hall of Fame, isn't he?
God.
What credit do you need?
I mean,
why are you out there looking for more attention? You're on a national television show every weekend.
And he won two Super Bowl MVPs.
What the hell is wrong with
won
you?
Won two of them. You know, it's not like they gave it to a defensive player all 4 years. I know everybody talks about the steel curtain.
So this is not just about Mike Tomlin. It's about Chuck Noll. It's not just about Chuck Noll. It's about Terry Bradshaw. There's something within Terry Bradshaw that is not fulfilling.
Right. And I can't. I'm serious. I cannot reach for the remote quicker. I've pulled muscles reaching for remotes when I see that male pattern baldness and that ridiculous accent and shtick that he does on the television.
Get that off my television.
Oh, my God. I've got herniated discs. Reaching for the remote. Get that idiot off the TV.
So I shouldn't model my college football analysis television after him?
Give me a break. I mean, that guy makes Kurt Menefee look like Walter Cronkite. Moron. Okay. Mike Tomlin said something very interesting about this matchup.
He's jacked. He's hyped.
Yeah. He and you know he's got the Tomlinisms.
Yeah.
You know he's got these things that he says.
Participant.
Yeah.
Terry Bradshaw is not even a participant in my mind at all.
Right.
Yeah.
A non-participant in my brain. All right. So this is what Mike Tomlin had to say about the matchup with the New England Patriots this Sunday at Heinz Field.
We're excited about being in the kitchen, if you will. You know, it's good to be in the kitchen. The kitchen's in Pittsburgh, PA. This week in the National Football League and at Heinz Field. And that's where you want to be in the middle of December. So we don't take it for granted. As competitors, we're excited about it. But as professionals, we know that preparation is going to be required. So we'll spend the rest of this time putting ourselves in a great position to perform in the manner in which we desire to.
It's amazing.
In the manner in which we desire to. And preparation is required in the kitchen because you don't want any uncooked food while you're in the kitchen. So you got to prepare it properly.
Yep.
Drop the mic. Yeah. See y'all Sunday.
Basically.
25.
Basically, yes. And I read something this morning that was like Mike Tomlin messes up metaphor or something. No, he did not. This is exactly what he meant to say.
Yeah.
He wasn't trying to say, if you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen. No, he was making a point about this is the kitchen. This is where the heat is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you want to be.
On your home field.
Right.
Yes.
And the kitchen is here.
Yes.
And everybody's paying attention. Everybody wants a piece of this.
Everybody wants to be at this kitchen.
Yeah.
At the kitchen counter at Heinz Field.
Yeah, that's going to be unbelievable. I'm so happy,
I'm getting jacked for it now.
I know.
I'm about to stay awake.
I know.
It's Sunday. It's tough. Around 4 o'clock, it hits you.
Well, of course it hits you because you've been hitting yourself with champagne for the previous 5 hours.
Two, three, come on.
I mean, what are you talking about?
I'm going to take it easy.
Can't blame anybody but yourself for that one.
I'm going to stay up for this one.
Yeah, I mean, you're pumping yourself filled with Eggs Benedict.
Can I have one day off? Can I?
Prosecco. I mean, you got home fries coming out of your ears.
No home fries.
No home fries.
No home fries.
Okay.
Try to keep it healthy. Just the French toast pancakes.
Because that's the picture, Al.
A little mint jelly on the lamb.
That's not exactly the egg white omelet and the mesclun greens. Did I ever tell you? Oh, I just remembered this. Did I ever tell you when I was hosting with the great Joe Beningo filling in?
You did not tell me.
When I mentioned mesclun greens on the air?
He thought you said mesclun?
No, he thought I said mescaline, the drug.
Oh.
That's what I meant.
Oh.
He's like, you know, I did that once with an ex-girlfriend of mine. And I'm like, you ate a salad with your ex-girlfriend? This guy hosts next door on WFAN. Some things go over his head.
Yeah.
Joe Beningo. And he actually said, he goes, yeah, I did one. You know, I did not like it. And I'm like, you didn't like the salad? He goes, what do you mean salad? I thought you were talking about the hallucinogen. Mescaline.
Yeah, no, she's pretty good.
Oh, that's Bruce?
Yeah. Oh, that's Bruce?
We found out Caitlyn Jenner was Bruce.
Yeah.
Jumping in go here.
Yeah. Every time I hear mescaline greens, I think of that particular moment.
Do you have a ball cock? No.
Yeah. So that was...
I like what Tomlin's saying, and now he can get hyped for this. Now, I thought he got a little ahead of himself a couple weeks ago prior to the matchup with the Ravens talking about the Patriots, but that just shows you how huge this rivalry is. But the Ravens are as well, not on the level of maybe Cincinnati and the Patriots here of late, but still, you knew that was going to be a bruising affair, and you get through it, a hell of a game, and now you can turn all your attention, of course, to the Patriots. So I'm glad that he's fired. How often do you see this, especially at the NFL level, from the coaches? Now, you're not going to get that from Belichick, but from a head coach at the NFL level, you hardly ever see this.
Well, I mean, this is their Achilles heel. I mean, the New England Patriots, that they've never beaten them in the postseason. Yeah. The times that they've gotten deep into the playoffs, it's because someone else is taking care of the Patriots. So this is why it's so important to him. And he called his shot, and he got there. I mean, He looked ahead a couple of weeks past two big rivals. They won those games. And I also think that you can have a little bit of both. I mean, you can say, yeah, that game's going to be a big game, and then also focus on the Bengals and the Ravens, and he did. So,
three big ones in a row. That's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, but they're a little bit worse for wear, of course, going into this. I mean, their defense has just been decimated. Of course, the Ryan Shazier injury, the biggest of them all. So it could be. I just can't. I mean, do you think it's going to be a shootout because of the way these defenses have been playing? I don't know. I want to go against that. I really do. It's going to be so intense. Brady looked terrible on Monday night against the Dolphins.
I think Brady and that offense will play better. Defensively, the Patriots, they had no answer for the Dolphins the other night, and now you've got this group of characters coming in with the Steelers, and they have so many bona fide weapons. It's got to be more difficult for them going up against these guys, and especially considering they couldn't stop Kenyon Drake and they couldn't stop Landry and all the guys that the Dolphins employed. You look at this offense for the Steelers. They only can stop themselves. They are so deep.
I know the logic behind this being a shootout. Everything points to it being a shootout. I feel like more often than not, when everything points to that, It doesn't end up that way.
Do I think it's going to be like the Ravens and the Steelers last weekend? Probably not.
Well, that's exactly another one of my examples. Those games are usually 16-10.
Yeah.
And you saw what happened in that one. So, all right, coming up next, we've got more Geo and Jones trivia.
Uh-oh.
Mikey B is just like, he's got it flowing out of him.
He's digging in the crate.
These days, a bogus update and plenty more. But first, Brian Jones.
That's right. You may or may not be an athlete, but I still know that pain for anybody is a real bummer, regardless of your vocation or age. Know this, Relief Factor is not just for athletes or retired athletes like me. Brian Jones here. For the first time ever, I'm endorsing a pain reliever that is 100% drug-free. Let's get this out of the way. For the first time ever, I'm endorsing any type of pain reliever, and it's Relief Factor, and that's important, folks. And no, just because I'm a retired football player with aches and pains that, quite frankly, I deserve because of what I put my body through, doesn't mean you can't lower or even eliminate your pain as well. Back pain, neck pain, shoulder, hip, knee, or foot pain can keep you from walking, sleeping through the night, golfing, playing tennis, or simply playing with your kids or grandkids. The good news is this. Relief Factor makes available a 3-week quick start for only $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Go to relieffactor.com to order right now. That's relieffactor.com.
Geo and Jones on CBS Sports Radio.
Bogus is here. He's got an update. But first, because Bogus likes to leave when his update's over, and I want him in.
You don't
want to
hang out with us,
for
though?
This. I mean, he just bolts.
Here yesterday twice. Trivia and the midget story.
Oh,
that's right. Yes.
Which my wife didn't find that funny.
Why not?
I don't know. I went home yesterday and the kids had been awful. She's in a terrible mood. They continue to be awful. So I was like, you want to hear something funny? And I texted Greg, can you please send me the audio? I played for her and like nothing.
Wow. That's surprising to me.
I know.
Does she not have a pulse? That is hilarious.
She was alive. I checked. And she's pretty rough around the edges. Like, she would normally think that's hilarious. Yeah. So maybe the kids just broke her that much yesterday.
Wow.
Nothing was funny.
Mm. Yeah.
So instead of you ruining the kids' life, they're ruining your
wife's
life.
Well, they at least ruined Tuesday. Yeah.
This wasn't like a male humor, female humor thing either.
No. Across the board.
Yeah, I thought it was. But, just a rough day. That's what happened.
I'm a midget.
I mean, that was an incorrect term. I thought you'd say little people.
But I'm a midget.
Yeah, right. Like,
yeah, go ahead and embrace it.
All right, so more Geo and Jones trivia today. We might have to get a theme song for this if Mike's going to do it the rest of the week and through, I don't know how many shows we have left.
This is the last Wednesday show.
We have five left.
Oh, Brian, happy hump day.
Excuse me?
Happy hump day.
Thank you. Happy hump day to you too, dog.
Thank you very much. So nice to be
here. Humpity hump. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Great hump day.
What's the question, Mike?
Today's Gio and Jones trivia question is, first person to fill in for Andrew Bogish when Bogish was out.
Okay. My answer to that is going to be Jay Berman.
Incorrect.
That Kevin dude.
Correct.
Oh, Kevin, wow.
Dexter. What's his name? Kevin?
Dexter.
I'm Kevin Dexter.
Amazing Brian knows got that because Brian was out.
Oh, was I?
What?
Wait a second. How the hell did that happen?
I don't know.
It was a snow day.
Oh, that's when, I got crosshairs of the boss.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, dog.
Yeah.
I got that phone. I should have been there, man. Man, I'm preaching all of this teamwork and everything. My ass even in there, man.
That's what you said. I think you called me.
I just want to say sorry, dog, man.
I called you S-Biz. My bad, dog.
And me?
Man, I did not feel bad.
He didn't feel bad.
I did. That's exactly what I said to him.
That's a rough old man. Well, I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah. It was funny because you were going like around the room. Like, I mean, you called me and you called Mike. And then, yeah. That was funny.
Did I call you?
Yeah, even me.
Oh, damn. Before you hated me. That was. What did I say? Thanks for what?
No, that's before you hated
me. Oh, yeah, yeah. That was really early in our tenure. Yeah, that's a big.
Yeah, Mike, man, I just want to say I'm sorry. You're such a great producer. Everything you do is so diligent. Man, I don't want to let you down. Smart. Yeah, right. He's confident.
You know. Man, that was a lot of snow. That was a ton of snow.
Oh, well, that's why we stayed over. That was the whole point.
I was trying to get here. I was tempting to, but anyway.
Yeah.
So, Kevin Dexter, remember how stiffy what we tried to loosen Kevin up?
Oh, God.
I'm Kevin Dexter.
Yeah, I know.
And I am stiff as a board.
Right. He's good at what he does.
Yes.
And I think he's got a nice career going for him.
What's he doing?
However, for this particular show, it was not a fit.
No, no.
I mean, there's nothing that I could have done to make him smile.
Yeah. Straight lace.
Excuse me while I do the hockey scores.
Okay, you're excused.
Thank you, Gregory.
Yeah, right, great. I would prefer if you didn't look at me. Thank you. What was that, Pete?
Radio.
Yeah, that's basically what it was. Yeah, it was Mr. Radio. Mr. Radio guy. Mr. Radio, Mr. TV guy.
Concentrate on my craft here.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's right. Proceed with the talk show. I'm now finished.
Boom, I got one.
That's a
you
good
got
one.
It. That's amazing.
It really is stunning. Had he sat on your lap that day, I wouldn't have expected you to remember his name.
That's true.
The fact that you weren't here.
All right, so.
Hey, let me revel in the fact that I got one. Wow. Probably the only one I get. Got five more to go.
So Mikey B wants us to try to name all the fill-in anchors. So between the three of us. Right. Well, you want to participate in this? Because fill-in anchors, you're not here.
Well, but sometimes, I mean, are we counting the days that I have filled in for Greg and then someone filled in for me?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Brad Heller.
Max Herman.
Chris Lopresti.
Jacob Wilkins.
Ooh.
Marco Battaglia.
Yeah, Marco.
Darwin Zook.
Who?
Yeah, that's what you said when he was here.
It's a good one.
Who the hell is that?
Big muscular dude with glasses from Boston.
Oh, yeah.
He was on a dating show.
Oh, that's right.
On TV.
Yeah. Big dude. That's it.
There are any more?
10 total.
Okay.
How many is that?
You said one earlier, Greg.
Your first guess.
Oh, Jay Berman. Yeah.
How many is that, Mike?
You went a little quick for me.
Oh, sorry.
Jay Berman.
I have you missing two right now.
All right. All right. Two.
Erica Herskowitz.
Yes.
Erica.
Great one.
Mark Erne?
No, he was never in here.
Did we mention Heller?
Yeah, Heller has been mentioned.
Anne Liguori.
No.
Dana Jacobson.
No.
You sound like you're doing a draft. Your little draft capsules.
Who else did? With one more?
I have one more, unless you said it and I missed it, but I have 9 out of the 10.
Mm.
I don't think we missed one.
Joey Waller.
No, Waller.
5'8".
No, Joey Waller, hide your daughter. That's what we say about
Waller, I thought it might have been.
Yeah, you know what? Waller did do one.
Yeah, he was
That's
in
another
here.
One. Yeah,
so it was 11?
He definitely was in here. He was weird. I didn't like it.
Harris Allen.
No.
No.
Tell me in my ear, and I'll tell you if we said it already. Oh, that's right. We did not say this one.
Yeah, tell me in my ear, and I'll tell you.
No.
Say it out loud.
Well, give me a hint.
You beat him up.
Everybody.
No, you did beat him one time.
Huh?
In that little center circle in the desk.
You don't like this guy for several reasons.
Brandon Tierney. No.
Well, thanks, Brian.
What? The big ragu. Yeah. Go get him, Connor. Go
Brian
get him, Connor.
Doesn't like Pete. No, okay. Peter Schwartz.
No,
not Peter Schwartz.
Former.
How many Petes are there? This guy's gonna. This guy must have not made it an impact.
Sports Giants.
I can't keep up with the
This is amazing. We can't
Mondo.
There you go. Beat Mondo.
Did I beat up Mondo?
Back to you, schmucks.
Mondo's a trip.
Texas stuff.
He's a trip.
I'm Pete Mondo.
I didn't see him tweeting this morning, though, huh? The election.
Oh, he's at Big 12 Media Days for field hockey.
Yeah.
There's your morning headlines. I'm Pete Mondo. Back to Gio and Joe.
Mondo.
Pete Mondo.
Yeah.
Who now does, like, evangelical Christian radio.
I'm Pete Mondo.
I saw him on some Big 12 deal. He was on television or something.
Yeah, he created a website that I think, like, SI bought.
Yeah.
And he now does stuff for them.
Yeah, good for him.
I liked Mondo.
Yeah.
He's a hard worker.
Yes, he is.
Very hard worker. Cared about his craft.
Good for him.
Got punched in the face a couple times, figuratively.
Really? Who punched him?
Figuratively. Not really.
I'm sorry. And then you and he, you both have something. You know the radio world and all the players.
Right.
Y'all connected over that.
Right. I mean, there were people that insulted Mondo on a very high level, and he just kept going. Trudging through.
Where'd they go, Mondo?
You remember that one? When he did a show, and he was told it was the worst show that had ever been on the radio? In front of people?
I had forgotten that.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
I was thinking of the time where he asked somebody a question, and it became... Like national.
Oh,
news,
yeah,
the football
that
coach.
Yeah, that was. Was that Tom? I think it was Tom Herman, wasn't it? Tom?
Yeah, it was Tom Herman.
Yeah, or he wrote something and Tom Herman referred to it.
Huh.
No, he was, he was just crushed by someone after doing a show.
So he went and did his own website and then SI bought it.
Yeah, he just kept
good
going.
For him.
Yeah, Pete Mondo.
My man.
Forgot who he was. Good stuff.
There you go.
All right, Bogus, you got an update for us?
I do. Whether you like it or not, Aaron Rodgers is back. The Packer QB posting on Instagram last night. He has medical clearance to return from his broken right collarbone. Sunday in Carolina would be the first game he's eligible to play since coming off injured reserve. The Packers said the last 2 days the decision was up to their doctors. The Eagles formally placed QB Carson Wentz on injured reserve yesterday, and Devin Hester retired with 14 punt return touchdowns, 5 on kickoffs, and 1 off a missed field goal.
When was the last time he played?
He was on Seattle and somebody else's roster last year, but he only played for the other team, which I think was Baltimore. I think Seattle signed him, and then he got hurt like in practice before actually playing in a game. So last year.
Cool.
Yes. Those 20 return scores, the most in NFL history. LeBron James, a career-high 17 assists in last night's 123-114 defeat of the Hawks.
For me to get an assist, my teammates is making shots. It's always been an enjoyment of mine to be able to see, my teammates reap the benefits of the passes. I just try to put on time and on target. And, my teammates are excellent tonight.
Reap the benefits of my passes.
He's been balling.
Yeah, 25 points, 7 rebounds. Cleveland's won 15 of 16. The Sixers outlasted the T-Wolves, 118-112 in overtime in Minneapolis. Joel Embiid scored 7 of his 28 points in that extra period. The Knicks topped the Lakers in OT at the Garden, 113-109, 37 from Kristaps Porzingis. The Nuggets rolled through Detroit, 103-85, and the Spurs lost in Dallas, 95-89. But Kawhi Leonard...
Right. Go ahead, say it.
Finally made Thank his you. Season debut.
What do you have, 16 and 13 minutes?
Close, 13 and 16.
Like I said, 13 and 16 minutes.
They're missing 27
That's my dog. We back now. We full. We whole. Look out. Here come the Spurs.
You might actually watch your first NBA game this year.
Yes.
Maybe. In April.
I was waiting on Kawhi. Okay?
That's why. Yeah. Of course.
He's back.
New Angels pitcher and outfielder Shohei Ohtani reportedly has a mild UCL sprain in his right elbow. Yahoo Sports obtained a doctor's report that Ohtani will be fine with a, quote, sufficient elbow care program. Anaheim GM Billy Epler told Yahoo their scans showed no cause for concern. Wyoming QB and potential first-round pick Josh Allen says his right shoulder, which he sprained November 11th and then missed their final two games of the year, is 90% healed. Allen trying to play in the famous Idaho Potato Bowl next week.
Who wouldn't?
Exactly. And on ice, the Blackhawks down the Panthers 3-2 in overtime. Patrick Kane, the game winner. And the Devils snapped the Kings' eight-game winning streak 5-1. Boys?
Brian has a show called The Better Man Show. You want to listen to this, Bogus. He has a segment on there. It's called Mini-tations.
Yeah.
It's like meditations, but it's Mini-tations. Yeah. And Brian's in a pickle in the show, and then a little version of some guru.
Mindful Dan is his
shows
name.
Up.
Yes.
And
I should watch this show.
And walks Brian through the situation.
Yeah.
This Mini-tation where he's sitting at a bar is just the best. So it's Brian and a young lady. Mm-hmm. At a bar, Brian is speaking to himself, and then the little mindful Dan shows up to give him advice, and guess what happens?
Why can't I talk to her? I was in the NFL. I'm on TV with my own radio show. I was in Playgirl.
Brian, think present moment. Right here, right now. You are resilient, empowered. You've tackled way more. See her? Go.
Hi, I'm Brian.
Hi, I'm Kara.
Hi, Kara. I've seen you here before. I've seen you too. I'm glad I came over and said hi.
Turns out we all could use a little mindful Dan in our daily lives.
I'm not going to repeat it.
Horrible.
I'll repeat it.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a visual. It's not horrible.
That was mixed worse than my Army broadcast when the band played us off the air.
I know. Sure, you couldn't hear a word after the music came in.
Yeah, what did she say?
Yes, you could. No. We were laughing over it. Turns out we all could use a little mindful Dan in our daily lives.
Yeah, that's right. By the way, when have you ever had any trepidation going up to a female? I mean, seriously. You?
Every now and then, you know.
Stop it.
It's called acting, Greg.
You really haven't changed your cadence from the Abdul Smith days, have you?
That's my educated Brian.
Yeah, you really haven't worked on that part of it.
I was in Playgirl.
I was in Playgirl. Why can't I get a job?
I was a little offended when you said your own radio show.
Well, you should have been.
Yeah.
You should have been.
I didn't like that at all.
That was directed to you.
Yeah, I wouldn't have said that. I would have said I am. I'm a co-host of a radio show.
Well, on TV with my own radio show?
Now, will that be scrubbed from future episodes starting January 2nd? Yeah, okay. Had my own radio show?
Right.
Yeah, when we did it, we thought it would be evergreen, but apparently not, right?
I was in the NFL.
Whatever it takes to build that confidence.
Albeit for a fleeting moment.
I was there. Hanging out.
I was stealing.
Brian, think present moment. Right here, right now.
What's so horrible about that, Pete? Mr. Casanova over there.
I want to be
Well,
right
you
now.
Float up to your girl with your parachute on. Look at me, baby. Guess what's under this? Behind curtain number one.
I want to meet Mindful Pete. Oh, yeah. I want that to pop up.
Exactly.
And give me advice.
Hi, I'm Brian.
Hi, I'm Garrett.
We have one more.
What was she like in bed?
No kiss and tell.
You know, the 4 minutes later.
Let's blow this joint. I got my confidence back.
Oh, Mindful Dan didn't show up there.
Mindful Dan, get your ass out of here.
Brian, it's been a really long time. She's probably tired of this. There's one more. You want to play another
one? What's the
one?
Other one?
Dealing with work stress.
Oh, I don't even remember this one.
All right. Of course you don't. But you remember Kevin Dexter 3 years ago was the first fill-in anchor on Gio and Jones when you weren't even here.
Hi, I'm Kevin Dexter.
All right, let's listen to it.
Overwhelm alert. Got to get in that mindful breathing zone. Relax your neck. Relax your shoulders. Just listen to your inner silence for a minute. Focus only on the breath in and the breath out. Clears your mind.
All right, I got this. Dang, you're everywhere, little man. I told you, I have it. I got it.
Turns out we all could use a little Mindful Dan in our daily lives.
that's the tagline. Yeah,
it's a visual. You have to see
that
it.
One was more visual. Yeah. I wish we didn't play that one, Mike. That was a bad choice.
Yeah, Mike.
We could have gone to break in a good mood.
Thank you.
Just totally.
You always got to screw.
Right. Never mind. That was just brutal. Yeah, just
killed the segment.
I know.
Lost all steam.
Was that one of those things you wanted to do? Was kill the segment at that moment?
Was that your mission?
Yeah. Was that one of those? Hey, it's for. I did that on purpose.
Thanks for the compliments.
Oof, it's a rough one. Another one was so good.
Buzzkill.
This one you couldn't even hear. It's way too visual.
Thanks for blowing our high.
Yeah. How do you expect to save this now?
Yeah.
New hosts.
What do you mean by that?
Well, they don't know my tendencies, my strengths, and the weaknesses.
My tendencies.
What are you, offense?
Hey, get back to making fun of Pete.
My tendencies. What they do on this plate.
No, they're not deficiencies, Michael. They're tendencies.
All right. See you next week. Same time.
Thanks, Mindful Dan.
All right. Oh, who cares what's coming up next? Seriously. I'm done teasing. Screw this.
It's Gio and Jones on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
A lot of freak out over this Shohei Ohtani UCL.
Where's the A?
I mean,
come on, he had a little platelet-rich plasma, which I have done, and he's fine.
And I guess so.
Others have played with it.
I mean, the biggest thing that I looked for in this whole reporting was, did the Angels know when they signed the dude?
Yeah.
And the answer is yes.
Yes, and everyone who was buying for his abilities, they were aware of this.
So why?
Is it a story?
Yeah.
It's not.
If this happened on a day of the week where there was more sports news, nobody would talk about it.
No. At all. Everyone was well aware of his situation, and they were aware that he had used the PRP procedure, and they're fine with it. Now, I don't believe PRP is looked upon as negatively as it has been in the past, because there have been a number of players who've used that. I think Tiger Woods did, and there others, and everyone, oh, that's cheating. No, it's not. You're using your own blood. They take it out, and then they spin it, and then they put it back in there. That's what I did. How is that illegal? How is that something
unless
even
you're
close
spinning
to
spinning it with steroids, then.
Yeah, unless you add something to the mixture, right?
Right. Yeah, I don't understand it.
I don't get that.
If Manny Machado goes to the Yankees and they have to cancel the baseball season.
Now, as soon as I heard that, I was thinking about you.
They can't do it.
I can't.
They can't.
Why not?
I mean, it's just.
Come on!
It's just disgusting.
It's not disgusting.
They can't, especially a guy within the division. Stop.
They don't
can,
do
the,
it.
The Orioles can't do that.
They can't. Come on.
And I understand what they're trying to do because he's not going to re-sign there because they don't have the money to do so. I don't know how they don't, but I guess they're not going to keep him there. So you trade him now with a year left on the deal. You get the prospects back. But
I can't see him going to the Yankees. And they're right now under the cap. They just traded Chase Headley back to the Padres. That's the team they got him from about 4 years ago. And so they sent a pitcher, Brian Mitchell, with him. And so they're under the luxury tax. And so I would think they would want to stay there. Now, if they bring in a Machado, they're going to definitely implode that bad boy. So I don't think it's going to be viable for them.
I hope not. I mean, that would just be really disappointing. It's just, you think about
that doesn't guarantee you're going to win everything.
But I mean, yes,
maybe,
does.
Possibly.
That lineup,
I mean, come on,
that lineup already is ridiculous.
That's going to be
add Manny Machado to it. No,
I mean, okay, Todd Frazier or Manny Machado.
Yeah,
I mean, come on, jeez. Nothing against Todd Frazier.
So I just found this out that G. Owen Jones' super guest Sarah Sampaio dated Giancarlo Stanton at one point. I didn't know that.
2014. I didn't either.
Wow.
Oh, before she was a guest on here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pre-Gio and Jones stardom for Sarah Sampaio.
She came running to us. Yeah, he broke her heart.
Yeah. Well, she now doesn't care about us. Will not respond to anything that we write her. She was in here multiple times in the studio. Was just a phenomenal guest. And now we can't get a hold of her.
Crickets.
She did post something on Instagram yesterday, I think saying happy birthday to her current boyfriend.
Mm.
I was not intimidated by this, man.
Why not just say it to him?
That's what everybody does. I don't like doing that either.
Why?
But I don't know. It's just the world now, man.
Give a damn about you and your man's birthday? I don't even care about mine. I just want to see another one. That's it.
So this guy, I don't know. Does this make you angry that she's with him?
No.
Doesn't?
It wouldn't, no matter who it is, why would it make me angry?
I don't know, because you think that, like, Giancarlo Stanton.
You cutie. What's up, girl?
Like, when you hear that she's dating Giancarlo Stanton, you say, all right, good. You know, no chance.
Out of your league.
When you see her with this guy, you're like,
I got a chance.
Yeah.
There's hope for me.
I need Bogish quick. Can you get Bogish quick? Because he'll be the judge of this. He gets really angry at stuff like this.
Why?
I don't know what it is. He does not like when a supermodel is dating an average-looking person, it really bothers
What's
him.
What's wrong with that?
That's what I say it should give you hope, even though we're all married and stuff. But you know what I mean.
Yeah.
You still think about these things.
Yeah.
Bogish.
Doesn't bother me one way or the other. I don't think about it in that manner.
What do you think about Sarah Sampaio's boyfriend? Have you seen this guy?
I saw this yesterday. Now I had to do research. I needed to know who he is.
Yeah.
And if you click on his, first of all, he looks really familiar to me. If you click on his Instagram, then there's a picture of him looking all snuggly with Irina Shayk.
Oh, really? So this is not her boyfriend?
I don't know.
Who's Irina Shayk?
Another supermodel. Like,
yeah.
Like this is Irina Shayk. Or Shayk. I don't know how you say her last name.
No. You're not taking my phone back. You just started to grab it from 10 feet away. No. You got your own Google machine.
So, but I mean, certainly reads like they're together. And he's not Stanton-esque.
Happy B-Day, my love. So grateful to have you in my life. Thank you for always being there for me and helping me achieve all my dreams. Love you and can't wait to see you.
Maybe he gets around.
If he's getting around with multiple Victoria's Secret angels, then
good for him.
We should get him on the last show. Gio and Jones coming right back with Will Brinson, CBS Sports Radio.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you.
Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.